Hitting for Joe Garagiola at the monitor microphone. Joe's resting up from Halloween. Well, did you ever try bobbing for apples wearing a catcher's mask? A young man who never seems to rest will be talking with us in a few minutes, but he usually sings like this.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing.
Visiting with the favorite son of Delight, Arkansas, after this word.
When it comes to traveling, nothing beats the Texaco Travel Card. It's the only petroleum credit card good under one sign in all 50 states and throughout Canada. The Texaco Travel Card is now honored at many motels and motor inns. You can use it at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodges, Quality Motels, Roadway Inns, Red Carpet Inns, and at Stuckey's for their pecan candies and other gifts. And if you need a car, the Texaco Travel Card is honored at Hertz Rent-A-Car and National Car Rental. Applications for the Texaco Travel Card are available at any of those locations and at Texaco service stations. The Texaco Travel Card. Don't go anywhere without it. It's another good reason why...
Well, he's won 5 Grammy Awards, 10 gold records, starred in True Grit, and has his own television show. He is, of course, Glenn Campbell. And he talks now with reporter Joan Silberman about the good times of Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, has anyone with just a few words expressed a thought to you that really turned you on and let your mind run away with?
That's hard to say, Joan. It's everybody's so dadgum busy, as I have said before, of labeling things and trying to do their own thing. They forget about the people around them. They forget to work together. You hear someone say, I don't like country music, or I don't like pop music, or I don't like rock and roll. Well, they're all labels. They put everything in a bag. They don't try to mix it all together. It's kind of silly. Like, somebody says, you know, Glenn Campbell, the country singer, and I say, oh, which country? You know. But I like all kinds of music. There's good in all kinds of music, and there's good just like there's good in all kinds of people.
Well, it's such a misnomer sometimes because, like, for instance, classical music has been given a label of long hair.
Right. Well, I think long hair refers to somebody really working at their art for so many years in order to get good at it. This is great. But you see, what people don't understand is you take a good classical guitarist, Andre Segovia. He's maybe 75 years old now. People don't stop to realize how long this man had to work to be as great as he is. He's a long-haired guitar player.
Well, it seems like now we take our words so much more literally, and every day there's a new phrase for something. And I think when most, if it's, like for instance, we grew up knowing that long hair music was classical music, but
right.
If you tell a kid of 12 today about long hair music, I think the automatic assumption will be that it's rock and roll and it
right.
belongs to them.
Yeah, I know, that's the Beatles.
Glenn, you're such a happy guy, and to me it would be so easy to succumb to the pressures of having your own show and lining up talent, and yet you seem to enjoy totally everything that you do.
I enjoy it because I enjoy working with the people around me. I try to surround myself with people that I like and people that I can have fun working with. I think this is a mistake a lot of artists make, a lot of people make. They surround themselves or they get mixed up with the wrong people. We have a lot of fun playing, you know.
There's that magic word again, Glenn. It's fun. And I think it says so much, this one little three-letter word.
That's right. There's better three-letter words than there are four-letter words, I think.
Except for love.
Right.
Thank you for giving all of us a good time, Glenn Campbell.
Well, thank you very much, Joan.
This is Joan Silberman reporting for NBC Monitor from Los Angeles.
You know, he does sound like he's having fun. I think Glenn Campbell fans should share in the fun, so... here's the song.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday.
On the very real Monitor Beacon.
Burglary is one of the most preventable of all crimes. And yet, there were over 200,000 burglaries reported in the metropolitan area last year. This is Patrolman Jesse Peterman of the New York City Police Department. Locking your door is not a difficult thing to do. Or is it?
In some surveys conducted, up to 35% of apartment house doors were not locked, even with no one at home. A locked door will not stop every burglar, but it will discourage many. About 90% of these criminals are just looking for an open door or any other easy means of entrance. To lock your door securely, lock it with a key from the outside. A door that locks simply by slamming it is not locked securely and gives you little protection. When going out, always use a key to lock your door. Remember, a burglar usually works alone. Don't you become his partner. This was a reminder from your Community Relations Division of the New York City Police Department.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
The monitor time, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. Time for more TikTok and Connie Stevens. Howdy.
To build a new line of cars from the wheels up, the better way, the more expensive way, but the better way is to design the two doors one kind of car and the four-door sedan and station wagon as a completely different car.
Chrysler Corporation Cars.
In our intermediate line, a two-door is one kind of car. A four-door sedan and the beautiful new wagon are an entirely different kind.
Drive a 1971 Dodge Charger or Plymouth Satellite Sebring Hardtop, and you'll get a two-door designed for comfort, style, and beauty. No compromise. Drive a Dodge Coronet or Plymouth Satellite four-door sedan or wagon, and you'll get the extra roominess and entry ease that you want.
Chrysler Corporation Cars.
Hardtops designed as hardtops. Sedans and wagons designed as sedans and wagons. Extra value and worth. Extra care and engineering. See the new 71s at your Dodge or Chrysler Plymouth dealers now.
Chrysler Corporation Cares.
Next on Monitor, Edwin Newman's business news brought to you by U.S. F&G, full coverage for people, places, and things. Ed will be with you after this word.
22 and a half minutes after the hour, and while Ed Newman gathers his notes, prepared to bring you the business news, we'll tell you about insuring people, places, and things. Your USF&G agent, the insurance professional, has the right people, the right experience, the right insurance for you. Life insurance, home insurance, property insurance, business insurance. Representing United States Fidelity and Guarantee Company, your USF&G agent can cover it all. Full coverage for people, places, and things. Now remember, for all kinds of insurance, call the insurance professional you can trust. Call your USF&G agent listed in your Yellow Pages. Full coverage of people, places, and things, USF&G. Now, here's Ian.
The smoking cancer scare has been with us for some time now, but the reports on it keep coming. The latest is from the Tobacco Research Council of Great Britain, which this week released a study showing that smoke from small cigars had a greater tumor-producing effect on mice than cigarette smoke did. The study indicated that nicotine from cigar smoke is more easily absorbed in the mouth than nicotine from cigarette smoke. If that is correct, it suggests that cigars may be more dangerous than cigarettes as cancer-causing agents, contrary to previous opinion. In spite of reports of this kind, tobacco sales have been growing steadily, and it's estimated that tobacco consumption in this country will be up 1% this year over last. Health hazards are widely ignored. Nobody quite knows why they are, but one expert has suggested that a credibility gap may have developed, that people have heard so many alarms about what they eat and drink that they no longer pay much attention. I might add a personal view that some people think it is somehow adventurous and exciting and colorful to take the risk. In any case, for many smokers, cost may be more of a consideration than health. In the Netherlands, nearly one out of three cigarettes smoked is a roll-your-own. In this country, Brown and Williamson is having success with a roll-your-own Laredo kit, which turns out 20 filter cigarettes for 20 cents. Roll-your-owns were popular in the United States during the Great Depression, but they vanished as Americans became more affluent. Maybe the Laredo kit will vanish too once the recession is behind us and Brown and Williamson is getting ready. It's currently testing two cigarettes, one called Hallmark and the other aimed at the women's market called Flair. Other companies are also pushing new brands. Liggett and Myers has one called Eve, intended to appeal to women. There's a Kent Menthol introduced this year. And Philip Morris has one named New Leaf, a menthol cigarette with a wintergreen flavor. The tobacco companies are also preparing for the future by diversifying. R.J. Reynolds, which makes Winston's, ran an ad this week saying, "We're not just tobacco people, we're also packaging people, convenience foods people, corn refining people, containerized shipping people." About 25% of Reynolds' sales are in non-tobacco products. Liggett and Myers is even more diversified. 54% of its sales are outside the tobacco field. On January 2nd, less than 2 months from now, tobacco advertising will be forbidden on radio and television. But with diversification and with the roll-your-owns and with the new brands, the industry seems well-braced for any economic difficulties the advertising ban may bring. Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York. Now, a final word from USF&G.
Your USF&G agent has the right people, experience, insurance to help protect all you value. Representing the United States Fidelity and Guarantee Company, he's the independent businessman you can trust for professional, personalized counseling.
We'll be bringing you more of Edwin Newman's business news later on Monitor. Right now, though, the things of life. Andre Kostelanitz and the orchestra.
Southern Michigan, one of the nicer things of life is WMBN Petoskey, your monitor station. My call letters are Bill Cullen.
Broadway's newest hit, The Rothschilds, available next week on Columbia Records. The Rothschilds is fascinating, cheers Clive Barnes of the New York Times. Excellent, raves Richard Watts, New York Post. The Rothschilds, the new Broadway hit with music and lyrics by Bach and Honeck, the amazing Fiddler on the Roof team, has critics and audiences cheering with delight. Superb, says Leo Mishkin, Morning Telegraph. John Chubik, ABC TV, calls The Rothschilds a great musical. See The Rothschilds at the L'Enfantin Theater, West 46th Street, and treasure its great music with the original cast album on Columbia Records. Broadway's newest hit, The Rothschilds.
We're looking for sunshine.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
This is Hugh Morgan, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 64 degrees, and sunny in New York City. The Newark attorney in New Jersey's Burke adoption case says there will be an appeal just as soon as the judge's ruling is signed into a judicial order. Essex County Judge William Camerata ruled yesterday that John and Cynthia Burke cannot adopt a child because they have no belief in a supreme being. Mr. Burke told us what he plans to do.
We will appeal. We will appeal, and we have the backing of our agency. Our agency feels that it is extremely important, as we feel that it is extremely important, to have a reversal of this decision, because without such, without the right to place a child in a home without a religious affiliation, a home that does not have a religious affiliation, without this right, the agency is limited in its ability to place children, especially hard to place children. There are more and more children that need to be placed, and if this ruling holds up, half of the population of the United States would not have the right to adopt.
A lawyer for the Burks said there was no precedent for the decision. New York City Council President Sanford Gerlich has called for the assignment of more city police to traffic duty. A former chief inspector in the city police department, Gerlich cited what he called the intolerable traffic situation on city streets during the afternoon rush hours. Gerlich said that 10 years ago, more than 1,000 men in the police department's traffic division directed vehicles in the boroughs of Manhattan and Queens. Now, he said, there are fewer than 500 men doing the same job. A small army of hunters took to the fields in New Jersey today, the opening of the state's small game season. The State Division of Fish and Game reported unusually heavy turnouts throughout the state. A sharp increase in the cottontail rabbit population was reported in upstate areas. One of the key suspects has confessed to the kidnapping, but not the murder, of Quebec Foreign Minister Pierre Laporte. The 19-year-old separatist confessed before a coroner's inquest, which opened in Montreal today. Military sources in Cambodia say the South Vietnamese and Cambodians are getting ready for a major attack against the communists south of Phnom Penh. At least 14 persons are reported killed in a terrorist bomb attack in the city. Tonight, here on WNBC Radio 66, the Rangers will take on the Kings. That game takes place in Los Angeles. Game time here at WNBC is 10:55. Now a check of WNBC weekend happenings. First, the weather forecast, partly sunny this afternoon with highs around 60, fair and cooler tonight with lows in the upper 30s, sunny and cool tomorrow, high around 50. Precipitation probability 20% this afternoon, 10% tonight, and near zero tomorrow. Right now, the winds are from the southwest at 9 miles an hour, the relative humidity 36%, it's 64 degrees and it's sunny right now in New York City. A check of metropolitan area weekend activity shows the Heights Players of 26 Willow Place, Brooklyn Heights, will present the Philadelphia Story tonight at 8:30. Tickets are available at the door. And the public is invited to Holy Trinity Episcopal Church's Gay 90s Fair today, and that will be going on until 8 p.m. this evening. Now checking the traffic story, on the Long Island Expressway, traffic is moderate in both directions. On the Northern State Parkway, light both ways. The New York Thruway, moderate. Traffic Center for the City says all traffic is moderate. And Bergen County, good, no tie-ups at this hour. Again, the top story, the Newark attorney in New Jersey's Burke adoption case says there will be an appeal just as soon as the judge's ruling is signed into a judicial order. This is Hugh Morgan, WNBC News. The next check of WNBC weekend happenings will be heard at 4:05. Now back to NBC's monitor.
Here's Monitor on NBC.
Hi there. This should be Joe Garagiola, but it isn't. I'm Bill Cullen. I've been trying to do something about that for 11 years. Anyway, here's an item on campus unrest. It seems they're having trouble with the students in Paris again. The other day, the dean of the Nanterre University Law School was soaked with wine. See, the students were protesting the poor quality of the school's restaurant food. The French, they even protest with style. Now, you talk about style. How about some stylish music by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66? This is a Chelsea Morning.
Won't you say, put on the day, and we'll call it till I come.
100 little cigars, 100 millimeters long, filter tip like a cigarette. But what a difference.
Tobacco satisfaction, no inhaling action.
Omega has a special taste that satisfies without inhaling. Get to know the big O. Omega 100 little cigars.
Omega 100!
Joe Garagiola, you're on.
During the recent World Series, we heard a lot about Baltimore pitcher Mike Cuellar and his ability to get batters out with his screwball. As a result, I was a little surprised when I heard both Sandy Koufax and Mickey Mantle tell me that Cuellar's best pitch is his fastball. And Koufax took it a step further, saying that every pitcher's best pitch was his fastball. Koufax said, Warren Spahn used to talk about his screwball, and he'd show you a screwball, but he'd strike you out with his fastball. It was an interesting theory. So I decided to find out more and talk to the man who figured to know best, Warren Spahn himself.
Pitching to me is an art, and I think pitching is one pitch complements another. But if your repertoire is fastball, curveball, change, then one complements the other. But always fastball keeps the hitter honest, so that this is a prime requisite. After this, then the breaking balls throw the timing off. But always the fastball first. This is why we look for a pitcher, that we look for a guy who can throw hard. You can teach him everything else, but you can't teach him how to throw hard. And in the sense of Cuellar, or in the sense of Warren Spahn, you get the hitter looking for the breaking ball, and then the quickness or the extra speed is the maybe the pitch you get him out with, so that he remembers this time. Next time you get him out with the breaking ball. So it's a cat and mouse game between the pitcher and the hitter. But first and foremost, the thing that makes hitting is timing, and the thing that makes pitching is throwing timing off of the hitter. And the fastball is the thing that makes that hitter honest to begin with.
If you had the control that you wanted and could change speed on just your fastball, could you win in the big league with just one pitch, that fastball?
Well, you're really taking the fastball and making about two or three pitches out of it. Yes, you could pitch in the big leagues with change of speeds. But I don't believe there's any question about that. But over the course of nine innings, like when a man starts a ball game, I assume that he's at the peak of his strength, or maybe it's timing, so that the ball moves when he throws it hard. As the game progresses, perhaps the ball doesn't move quite as much. This is why the breaking ball, and I think this is why the slider. But the slider, to be effective, is the one that's got to change elevation. And so many pitchers get enthralled with the ball moving laterally. And whenever the ball moves laterally, boom, this is the ball that goes out of the ballpark, or at least goes on the fat part of the bat.
Take it from a guy who learned the hard way. Getting the fat part of the bat on any pitch from Warren Spahn was never easy. And don't take my word for it. Even the good hitters will tell you that. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Joe. You know, Joe likes to pretend he played like one of Charlie Brown's no-stars, but don't let him kid you. He was no slouch. He was a catcher.
The man who wears the star for the finest product that can take care of your car at every Texaco station, clean across the nation. You can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big, great Texaco
up a visit with a movie star right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if you could get enough broadloom to carpet an average living room or bedroom or dining room for only $77? Well, Ideal Designs, with giant carpet warehouse outlets at 465 Franklin Avenue, Franklin Square, and their newest warehouse at 309 Rockaway Turnpike, Vaccaro Shopping Plaza, Lawrence, has developed a dial-a-carpet, a free home carpet decorating service that you've seen on TV. And Ideal's dial-a-carpet representative will show you how you can carpet any area of your home or apartment up to 150 square feet. Cut, measured, and ready for installation in your choice of colors for only $77. It's fantastic. Only $77 with fabulous DuPont continuous filament nylon pile broadloom for only $77. This miracle fiber won't pill or fuzz and spots clean in a jiffy. Now get enough broadloom to carpet an average living room or bedroom or dining room for only $77. Call Liggett 4-5700, LI-4-5700. In New Jersey, call Essex 5-2100. Call now, and Ideal Dial-A-Carpet will include with your order a fabulous Shetland vacuum cleaner or a beautiful 9x12 rug free. For free information on this once-in-a-lifetime carpet buy, call LI-4-5700. In New Jersey, call Essex 5-2100. Out of town, call Collect.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
Corporation are the most popular of all domestic built compacts.
Unibody construction.
Torsion bar suspension. Better handling.
Slant 6 engine or V8. Economy and performance.
Mm-hmm. Space for people and packages.
More trunk space.
Concealed spare tire.
Keyless door locking.
Acrylic enamel finish. An easy bright shine.
More colors to choose from.
Bonded brake lighting.
Many options.
Torque flight automatic transmission.
Perfect like all bench seats.
Sedans, hardtops, or coupe body styles.
Cassette tape stereo system.
Chrysler Corporation Cars.
Chrysler Corporation Compacts. Dart and Demon from Dodge. Valiant, Duster, and Scamp from Plymouth.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
Extra care in engineering, extra value, extra worth. The drivers know because Chrysler Corporation is always on the driver's side, giving you the kind of car you want at the price you want to pay.
Star time on monitor, and here she is, blonde, two-time Oscar winner Shirley Swift. Her friends call her Shelley Winters. Anyway, here she is talking about her new career as playwright with Monitor's Leonard Probst. His friends, never mind.
Why do you want to write plays? Is there something you can say that way that you can't say any other way?
Well, since theater is my background, it's been my whole life, as it were, mm-hmm. I do have something to say. I'm very disturbed at the position of the liberal.
Mm-hmm.
We're being attacked from the right and the left.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole, our government has been challenged. From the right and the left, you know, the people on the right are saying you can't allow democracy and free speech. It only some people are allowed free speech in democracy. And kids on the left are saying this society cannot work the way you have to be a millionaire to get elected, so let's destroy the society. You know, you hear kids saying you should have a revolution every 30 years.
Well, does your new play come to grips with the political
problem? I hope so, yes, especially in the third act. It's really one play, but it's three interrelated one-act plays. But they're a continuing thread.
I believe at one point you told me that they were a mixture of Hitler and sex.
Well, the first play takes place just after the Hitler-Stalin non-aggression treaty. This takes place in February, Valentine's Day, 1940.
But in each case, it's a man and a woman, and in each case it takes place in bed.
In and around a bed. The theme is, you know, people think they're not political. And I guess what I've tried to do in the play is to say there's no such thing as being unpolitical. And it affects every aspect of your life, what government you're living in, what happens in the world, and certainly your sex life. And I guess the play is about the course of a liberal, a young girl to a very rich, famous movie star in the third act.
Well,
I'm not going to tell you any more about
it. No, wait, wait. The umbrella, the tent title is One Night Stands of a Noisy Passenger?
Yes.
Why a noisy passenger?
Because the woman's very noisy, talks a lot.
How much of the woman is Shelley Winters?
That's a very strange thing. Of course, much of it is me. And that, I think, is a great clue to writing. You set up characters that you know, or yourself in various situations. And there's much of me in the men as there is in the women. I know everybody's going to think it's autobiographical, but I can't worry about that.
And speaking about the theater and your role in it, last year there was a survey in the New York Times about nudity.
What? I wish I'd never said that.
Can you tell us what you said for the people who didn't happen to read
that? Oh, that's so unfair. I was doing a picture in Florida with Jackie Gleason, and they called me from the set, and they asked me did I think the nudity was terrible, so forth, and I said, kind of flippantly, yeah, I said, well, I think it's a disgrace. It's immoral, irreligious, unpatriotic. But if I was 22 again with a great body, it would be moral, patriotic, religious experience. But I'm never going to hear the end of that one. They've done it all over the place. Strangely enough, in my play, where I think nudity is absolutely justified, we're very careful to have very little of it. I mean, you know, the characters can go running around naked through plays. But I think that what's happened to the idea of nudity with, you know, kind of irresponsible producers are using it to serve to make money. And I want people to listen to the words and watch the actor's emotion, not their genitals. Is that a word you can use on monitor? So we have very little nudity in the show.
And a lot of words.
I hope emotion, too, and ideas.
We've been talking to Shelley Winters, the newest playwright to come into the Off-Broadway Theater, whose new plays are called One Night Stands of a Noisy Passenger, and apparently they deal with theater, sex, politics, beds, wars, and everything else. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, reporting for Monitor.
This may be the only radio program with an X rating. Speaking of ratings and letters, here come the rating men.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you come. And hey girl, I tell you no lie, something deep inside of me is gone.
while you put in that can of STPL treatment in your purse.
Now is a perfect time to tell all the neighborhood parents about how STP oil treatment helps cars start easier and faster in cold weather.
Dolly, what's football got to do with STP?
Why, because inside the engine, it's just like a little football game. The vital engine parts are on our side. The other team is cold weather.
Yes, Dolly.
And to keep the cold from slowing down the parts, STP is in there like linemen, giving the engine parts the push they need to turn over easier so the car starts faster.
Mrs. Granatelli, if the STP team always wins, I want to join.
Billy, when you live next door to Andy Granatelli, STP's the only game in town.
At Winchester Cathedral. We're going to ring a few NBC chimes and then we'll be back with more Monitor. I'm Bill Cullum.
I was reading the paper the other day, Jack, and there was a kid your age, and there wasn't anyone around. There was no way for him to take advantage of an opportunity you have right now. They buried that kid last Sunday. He used drugs. He's not around now to hear some of the things I have to say to you. He's not around now to enjoy some things that perhaps you can wind up enjoying. During my time of shooting drugs, there was only three ways a drug addict would head. It was death, penitentiary, or some hospital. Phoenix House has provided another way for you now.
Call 787-7900. It's the number for Phoenix House. 787-7900.
Save your life.
We're looking for sunshine.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
Happy Day.